This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. Governor Kate Brown. So we're greeted with the news yesterday that our illustrious governor is worried about the impact her shutdown of the state will have on the state's budget. Kind of a bit late to worry about that, isn't it? All the same, as she frets over the state's budget, she's wringing her hands and pitifully stating the state agency should prepare for a 17% reduction in operating funds. Unbelievable and unprecedented were some of the words used regarding this reduction. 17%. Well, boo-hoo. What about the 100% reduction she's forced on businesses here in the state of Oregon with her shutdown demands? What about that? I'm sure many, if not all, businesses in Oregon would be overjoyed to have just lost 17% of their annual budget rather than the 100% she's caused with her actions. Incidentally, I don't think the cuts will ever reach 17%. Now, most businesses will have closed for 2 months under the governor's shutdown order, and that translates to an annual budget cut, if you will, of 17% of a business's revenue. So they've already felt the pain that she worries about for state agencies for the whole year. Some businesses will continue to remain closed even under her Phase 1 operating plan, and that will add roughly 8 to 16% more in budget cuts, kicking the total up to as high as 33% of revenue decreases. Even after opening Phase 1, some businesses will only be allowed to open at 25% or so of capacity, so if that goes on for a couple more months, add another 6 to 12% of budget cuts to those numbers. It isn't very pretty, is it? But it seems like this is just another example of the governor's poor planning when it came to reacting to this COVID-19 scenario. Remember the unemployment comments she issued a couple weeks ago? There she commented the state of Oregon unemployment fund was going to run out of money because of the high volumes of claims for unemployment. Well, gee, one would think when you shut down businesses in the state, you'd be prepared for massive amounts of unemployment claims. I don't know, maybe she thought it would be our patriotic duty to just stay at home with no paycheck coming in and tough it out so the state could slide through the total shutdown on the available money they had. Maybe that was her thought. How could you throw the vast majority of private business workers off their jobs and not anticipate a major blow to your state's economy? Well, it's a mystery to me. And finally, as I talked about a few weeks ago, in the best of times, even last year, Oregon had an unfunded liability of over $22 billion for their PERS retirement program. One that, incidentally, they can never seem to rein in regardless of how bloated it becomes. So Oregon was already underwater financially before this whole pandemic hit. Well, the governor's solution? Sign on with 5 other states asking the federal government for $1 trillion in funding to help them through this fiscal crisis. Well, as we all know, that's not going to happen. So what do you suppose the backup plan is? More than likely, there isn't one. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.